920. We're back at it on a Friday here as the month of August kind of drains out. And summer does too. Got Labor Day coming up, heading into the weekend. 61 right now and partly cloudy. Well, we do this every Friday, have a conversation usually with CHI St. Francis President Terry Anderson. But I'll tell you what, she sent in the aid squad today. Got Scott from the pharmacy in. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
So how's everything pharmaceutical at CHI?
You know, it's going good. It's going good. We're staying busy, and, you know, with the nice weekend, it's good. Terry gets a break, get the day off, too. So.
And a good vibe going out. We were talking about that before we went on the air. I love going out there. I'm there three times a week, and just walking in the door, everything's just so bright and vibrant. It just seems like things always on the upswing. Is that true?
Yep. There's a lot happening out there. There's always a lot happening. So exciting time to be at CHI for sure.
Fantastic. And you're gonna do the introductions here?
Yes. So we've got a special guest here. It is our hospitalist, Dr. K. I'll turn the mic over to him here.
All right, Dr. K, step on up. Thank you for thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Bill, it's good to be back.
So tell us, you know, people going, okay, a hospitalist, for people that don't know, what exactly is that?
Right, so hospitalist, usually with an internal medicine background. Sometimes you'll get family doctors, family medicine background doctors that do the role as well. Somebody that takes care of hospitalized patients. So inpatients, in the hospital, say somebody comes in very sick, they end up in the ER. The ER maybe does some preliminary treatments and stabilizes that patient, but feel like this person's not well enough to go home yet. Maybe they need a few days of IV antibiotics or some other treatment. And then they get admitted to the hospital, and that's when the hospitalist takes over. So we sort of see the patient, you know, on the floor, put in any new medications, decide on their antibiotic regimen, if that's what they came in for, and their duration and all that. And, you know, just treat the patient until they're well enough to either go home or wherever they end up going, whether it's an assisted living maybe in some cases or a nursing home, something like that.
Dr. K, how long have you been practicing?
I've been a hospitalist for almost exactly 4 years now.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And obviously a passion of yours, definitely.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's my career, it's my calling, so that's why I do it.
So, and people coming in, too, that's got to be reassuring to have a hospitalist on site and to be able to provide that kind of care, correct?
Yeah, correct. I think that's a very critical service for any hospital. And there are places that have, for example, just an emergency room. Maybe they don't have hospitalist coverage. And, you know, we are lucky to actually have a team of four that work at St. Francis. So we rotate through. We do 1 week each, and then somebody else takes over the next week. And it's great to have, you know, partners and people that can cover for you when you're away.
What's your biggest challenge being a hospitalist?
One of the challenges is that we don't always have everything available to treat the patient. Some patients come in with, issues where they require a specialist, where they require maybe a specialized type of surgery that we can't provide. And that's always the hardest to inform the patient to say, you know, we know what you need. We can't do it here, but we can arrange transport for you to, you know, get to the tertiary facility that can do that. On that note, though, I will say we are getting a new surgeon to our hospital next month, very, very shortly here. I think about a week after Labor Day, Dr. Brightman is going to be joining St. Francis. And so we are filling some of those gaps, and that's a huge, I think, testament to the facility, how, you know, that it can attract specialists. And to, you know, the leadership that oversees everything.
Is it an interesting career, Dr. K? Because it just seems like every patient, there's so many variables to every patient. I would think that would make your job fascinating. Am I close to it there?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, you really need to be a people person, because every day you're going to be dealing with many different individuals, some older, some younger, and everyone in between. So it takes a certain demeanor to be able to, you know, hear everybody out. I mean, they're not doing well. They're sick. They're in pain. Sometimes they let you hear it, and, you know, you need to be able to deal with that.
So we covered the challenges. Best part of your job, what would you say is the best part of being a hospitalist at CHI?
The best part, absolutely, is when you get somebody well enough that they're able to go home. And,
right.
you know, they just turn around, they say thank you to you, thank you to the wonderful nurses we have, and that's always the best.
Great stories, Dr. K. Thank you very much. Scott, step back up. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Yeah.
I know Terry's listening in, so have to tell her job's in jeopardy.
Yep, yeah. Look out, Terry. No, enjoy your day off.
Absolutely.
Hope it's going well.
Absolutely. And again, thank you both for stopping in. You have a great, great Labor Day. Okay, and we'll continue our conversation with talking all things CHI next Friday.
Awesome. Thanks.